Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Today, we are talking about how to activate your gifts and wealth in your life and clean up what is standing in the way of that. You know that there's amazing gifts inside of you, right? Like you can kind of feel it, but maybe you're realizing you're only using a small percentage of what you're really capable of. Like you're bringing through some, you're giving those gifts to the world, you're utilizing them in what you do in your life, but not quite the entire gift, not quite everything that is there that's your potential. And you can sense that. You can kind of, if you're honest with yourself, you can tell that, okay, there's got to be more to me than what I'm actually doing or utilizing right now. Your gift is essential. It's very much necessary, but you might find that you're not sure how to activate your gift or how to bring through you whatever it is that you meant to do into this reality and actually make sense of it so that it's not this vague thing, but something that you can say like, yeah, this is my gift. This is what I'm doing. You kind of sense there's something special about you, right? Like you know that there is this unique something about you, but you're not sure how to clean up what is in the way of that amazing you to fully come forward so that you are living your life from that place. So instead of showing up fully in your power, you kind of a little bit show up in it, but not all the way, not as much as you can kind of feel like, oh, I've always felt that. But I thought, well, maybe it's ego. Maybe it's just me imagining it. You know, like a lot of times when we're children, we tend to kind of tap into that big part of us and we feel like, wow, this is me. I'm amazing. And then we start living our life and stuff happens. And then we kind of get traumatized by a lot of experiences and forget about how really awesome and special we are. Notice that there's probably that disconnect within you, that there's a part of you that either still believes or maybe used to believe about that something unique and special, and then it kind of got lost or buried under all the regular life stuff that happened, and it might be kind of hard to find. You can feel this amazing future for yourself. You can feel like what's happening in your life could be so much more amazing as an experience, you know, with more wealth and more abundance flow in your life and better relationships, better connections, more money, like all of that. And then somehow the current reality isn't quite matching that. And then it feels like, well, how do I get there? So that is a pretty common experience. And it feels very frustrating to have so many tools and not utilize them. You know, like you probably noticed that about yourself, that you studied a lot, you read a lot, you took a lot of workshops, probably a lot of classes, a lot of courses, you studied with people, teachers, and it's like all these tools kind of got put on the shelf because they were very interesting concepts, but they were not applicable to you, or you couldn't figure out how to make them applicable. A lot of people do that, and then they just go for the next tool because it's entertaining for our human personality. Like, oh, what else can I learn? Oh, what else can I learn? But if you don't integrate what you have learned, it will not have an effect on your life, right? That's frustrating. And it also creates doubt that what you have envisioned is way too out there. Like a lot of times I hear that from my clients, that whatever vision that they have of what they want to create, it's almost like they're afraid to say it because it's so big. So then instead, they kind of go for a way, way, way smaller thing, thinking, well, that I can have. And this big thing, well, that's just my imagination. And it's like, if it's in your consciousness, if you can imagine it, universe put that in you. That's a seed of something that you can plant and give it energy and it will grow, or you can ignore and then it will just remain a seed. But the fact that you can imagine something amazing means that it is in the possibility for you within this lifetime. That's the important part. But we start doubting that when we're looking at reality incorrectly. There's a doubt that shows up kind of like, worst of all, about being worthy. Like, am I even worthy of this amazing vision? Am I even worthy to claim my powers and to claim all the wealth that I can imagine and claim my gifts and fully live the gifts? Like, you kind of start doubting, like, if you're actually worthy to do so. So that's a part of our self-sabotage that we create because we're trying to be reasonable. We're trying to be safe by predictability. And since something that we desire a lot of times is outside of what we can predict, right? It's not a certain thing. It's actually in the land of possibility. It does not feel that safe a lot of times because there's no control in that place. And because there's no control, we feel bad. So then we try to minimize our vision to something we can control, and then we supposedly feel safer. But we also kind of feel more miserable and a lot of self-doubt. Before I tell you the solution as to how to activate your gifts and this flow of wealth and, you know, clean up whatever's standing in the way, I want to ask you three questions that are really important for you to look in to start this process for yourself. So question number one, do you have a clear vision of what you want to create in your life? Not just some vague idea or something based on maybe your ego that decided like, well, hey, I want to prove somebody something or whatever. Like, not like that. Not out of spite or out of like, I'm better than that, I'm going to show them. But truly, like in your heart of hearts, you know, like when nobody's watching, when it's not about anybody else saying, wow, you're amazing because of your success, but just for you, privately. Do you know what your vision is? Do you really have clarity on that bigger vision for your life? So another question is, do you feel worthy of that vision? So put in the comments what your answers are. Like, do you have clarity on what your vision is? And do you feel worthy of that vision? Because a lot of times we don't feel worthy, and this is why we're so afraid to even have a vision. Like, oh my God, if I have that, oh, I can't do that. So then minimize the vision. This is another component of self-sabotage that actually minimizes the inflow of wealth into our lives. This is a really important piece to look at. Do you feel worthy of this big vision that you want to have for your life? And the third question is, do you feel wealthy? So put in the comments what your answer to that one. Do you feel wealthy in your life right now? What came up when I was asking those questions? Like, what those emotions or subconscious patterns that you kind of sensed when I was asking that? Those are important components, because the reason that what we want is not happening is because we're trying to create our reality sort of from the outside in. And that's not how it actually works. So I'll give you an example of the incorrect way here. For example, when I see the result, then I will know that I'm worthy. Because, you know, there it is. So I must be worthy because it happened. Or another one is, when I have a lot of money, then I will feel wealthy. But, you know, until I have a lot of money, I can't feel wealthy. Or another one, when people like me, then I will know that I am deserving of love. So I have to make sure that I make people like me, and then I know that I'm deserving of love. So see, there is a dependency loop there, right? It's putting energy out into the world, saying the world needs to give me a proof, and then I will feel better because I put something out and now the world reflected that back at me. But it's essentially like trying to define who you are by looking in the mirror and then saying, well, I don't like that reflection, so I'm going to wait until there is a different reflection so that I can like myself. But the reflection is based on you, right? Another incorrect way would be, like, let's say when people say, when I activate some abilities within me, then I will trust that I have that ability. So until I fully have it in me, I don't really, you know, trust that it exists in there. Or when I hear the voice of my intuition, or I see energy, or I know exactly what to do with absolute certainty, then I will feel worthy and capable of achieving my vision. But until then, no, not quite. So it's kind of like demanding the universe to give you the proof that you are lovable, that you deserve lots of wealth and attention and support and admiration and love and all of that. When universe does not owe us anything, it simply reflects us. So how we interact with the universe, the essentially makes our life either harmonious or not. So activating your gifts and creating this incredible flow of wealth into your life is directly related to the clarity of your vision and the sense of self-worth that you have on the inside first. See, we create from the inside out, not the other way around. Everybody kind of get trained, like, look at the outside, look at the outside. Whatever it is, like, track all of this, and this is how you know how you're doing. No, you know how you're doing by how you are internally experiencing yourself. That's how you really know how you're doing. Even if you're achieving tons of things externally, but internally you kind of feel like crap. You feel self-doubt, you feel not lovable, you feel like you're not good enough and you're not there yet and something is not quite enough within you, then that is actually your experience. So that limits the amount of wealth that you can have. Versus even if there is no proof externally, but you internally know, I'm here to serve. I'm here to bring some gifts through me for this world. I am going to do my part and I'm going to keep getting better and better at what I'm doing. I'm going to keep becoming more masterful. Like, it's time to stop hiding and show up to really bring our gifts through, because this is what this world needs. Like, look at humanity's situation right now. We can really use conscious people with activated inner gifts bringing through this incredible higher perspective. This is actually important and needed, and you have that inside of you. This is a component of who you are. In order to fully activate all these inner powers within you and the flow of wealth into your life, you first need to be clear on your soul vision. As in, like, what are the possibilities that you're choosing to go for or to have happen in your life? Also, you need to stabilize and upgrade your sense of self-worth, because that's what will help you embody your vision. And you need to activate the energetics of wealth in order to utilize nonlinear creation. Like, linear creation is a basic strategy, and it's totally necessary in the material world here that we live in. So you can't create anything without some strategy, like point A, point B, point C, like 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. But if we only rely on that, we limit ourselves. It's kind of like walking with a brown paper bag in your head. You only can see whatever's inside your box. That's the literal strategy. And if you are within the parameters, when you know, like, okay, I'm going from here to here, great, you can design a strategy and it works. But if you are looking for a vision, as in something bigger than you, that you're dreaming about, that you know in your hearts of hearts, like, I deserve this, this is mine, like, I can feel it, I just don't quite know how to get there, well, you don't always need to know how to get there, but you always need to trust that it is something that is yours. You need to internally be worthy of it in order to expand your container to actually land that amazing vision. So this nonlinear creation is essential in your business. This is something that allows you to be able to create the next step in your business without having to know exactly how to get there. That's the hardest part, because most of the time we need to know how. We want to be in control so then our business progresses according to the schedule that we kind of design in our heads. But if your vision is big, and you're holding your vision, what you're doing is you're essentially putting out to the universe this message. It's like you're placing an order and you're saying, universe, this is what I would like. And then you do the correct strategies, but those strategies are smaller. They're not all one big strategy to get you exactly there. That's what allows the universe to actually put into our path components that are beneficial for us that we might have not expected, components that are like gifts that come into your life. So, by the way, this is what I do with my clients, is I help them figure out from the business standpoint, what is it that you actually meant to bring here? What is your bigger vision? Like, what are you driving this towards overall? And then look into what is your unique way of bringing that through that makes sense to you, that is harmonious with you, that is going to clear years of pressure and forcing yourself into ineffective strategies and actually help you do it the way that works for you, which is your unique way. If everything I'm saying, you're realizing like, oh my God, I've been missing this. Like, I really want to activate my gifts in my business. I want to utilize them more. I want to know what my gifts are, and I'm not quite sure. And I've been trying to expand my business, but I keep bumping into this self-imposed ceiling. Like, no matter what I do, I can't seem to progress further. And I have to work harder and harder. And then I start to get exhausted and I'm not sure if this is the right way. Well, I am here to tell you that it's, you don't have to get exhausted. You don't have to work really, really, really hard all the time. I mean, any business, of course, there's work involved. And of course, it's not always pleasant. I mean, if you run a business that's successful, you know that there are some things we just have to do. But there is a difference in doing just basic amount of things you have to do and overall, mostly loving and enjoying your business, and feeling like you have your gifts coming through and you're actually doing your soul work and getting paid for it, versus feeling like you're hustling all the time, which is a miserable place to be, because then you might as well have a job, right? So being an entrepreneur is not necessarily easy. It's exciting. It's definitely a lifestyle that you have all the freedom, but you also have to be the one that knows how to correctly propel yourself along that path. So if you're noticing that you want to utilize your gifts more and you're not quite sure how to do that, then I invite you to apply to work with me. The link is in description. What is off, what doesn't work, and what you need to adjust in order to make the flow happen. Because perhaps the skills that you have are very clear to you, but you're not sure what your gifts are. Like, your gifts are less clear because they're not so tangible. I see that so often with my clients, is that on the surface, they like know what they're doing, right? Their skills are great, whatever the technical thing that they're offering their clients. But then they kind of disvalue the rest, and the rest is actually where the value is. There is a big difference between your skills, like something you have learned and you got good at, versus your inner expertise, your soul expertise, something that is truly your gift that you are bringing to the world, that you are putting through your business in order to support your clients in a way that only you can. You are a one-time universal event of all the energies coming together to create you. There will never be another you. You're a one-time deal. So whatever that is, that uniquely something that is you, it's how you then serve your clients. You then utilize your gifts through that uniqueness. What I do with my clients is I help them figure out specifically what is that unique thing? What is your actual gifts? What is that you want to activate and bring online into your business to support your clients through, and how to adjust your business strategy, your offers, your pricing, your sales, your messaging, your positioning, all of that so that it reflects your uniqueness, your individuality, because we all are sort of unicorns. We all are a little bit different, and some are more different than others. And entrepreneurship, essentially, the more different you are, the better it is. But you need to know how to correctly bring that through and showcase it. You need to know how to articulate clearly the value of your intangible gifts, intangible results, so then your clients have tangible outcomes and actually can clearly understand what it is you're offering. This is all part of being a premium level coach or a premium level healer or a transformation expert working at the higher level of frequencies. Not just charging more, but actually being a person that is at the next level. This is what I do with my clients, is helping them to live consciously and utilize their business and themselves as one unit, that it's not a separate thing. You know, like when people say like, oh, here's my business, and now I'm like taking vacation from my business. The way that I work with my clients is that we weave them together. Your business and your life becomes kind of one thing. So that way you don't feel like you're doing business. A lot of the things you're doing would just feel like you're living your life and you're happy doing it because this is what you would be doing anyway. But with just a little bit of strategy, some linear strategy, some nonlinear strategy, you get to have an amazing experience of inflow of wealth that is based on your gifts, and you have a clarity of vision as to where you're going through. So if all of this is what you're realizing you're missing in your business right now, and your business is already generating income, you already have some clients, but you like not sure how to go further, then definitely contact me. Apply to have that free conversation with me. The link is in the description of this video. And we'll have a chat. I'll look at your business and I'll give you some pointers as to what I see. I myself am not a typical business coach. I'm clairvoyant. So I have ability to see timelines and possibilities and what is in your system as something that you're bringing through, like what the gifts are and so on. So there's a lot of pieces that come together when we really have a successful business. And I definitely invite you to apply to work with me so that we can figure that out for you. And you can finally create that thing that you cannot create right now, when you actually get to live your life utilizing your gifts and having a successful business with a lot of wealth coming in. Okay, my love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery. And eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.